Hi, welcome to Think Jesus Cafe, a place where we think about the truth claims of Jesus Christ. This is your host, Mark Day. Thank you for listening to the podcast. We invite you to join us in spreading a passion to think like Jesus by inviting your friends to subscribe to this podcast. They can subscribe through iTunes or at thinkjesuscafe.org. What will we do with Jesus? That's the one big question that every person has in common. We all get to answer that one, and having the right answer has eternal significance. Let's take a moment now and think about, what will you do with Jesus? Today I would like to talk about the one question that every person must deal with, one way or another, and that question is, what will you do with Jesus? It is so easy to get caught up in the busyness of life, all the while ignoring or missing altogether the one question that is central to every aspect of life. What will you do with Jesus? This is Advent Christmas season, and we hear songs about Christmas, watch movies about Christmas, attend special Christmas festivals, concerts, and events. And of course, we buy presents to give others as an expression of our love for them. These are all good and fun things, but have you considered the heart of the matter? What will you do with Jesus? As the saying goes, Jesus is the reason for the season. This holiday season is proving to be a real roller coaster. We have the joy and excitement of Christmas, the time of year when we celebrate the miraculous birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And then we have the horrendous news of terrorist attacks, random shootings, conflict on university campuses, and what seems like chaos on every front. There seems to be an unending stream of raging politicians and screaming commentators who are content to talk past one another and manipulate facts with soundbite commentary over the most complex of world issues. But the one question that does not seem to get much attention is this one. What will you do with Jesus this Christmas? This question is at the heart of the matter. For some, the question is too religious. It's the kind of question some folks would prefer to be left in the choir loft or the Sunday school classroom, but not at the center of serious world events. So, what will you do with Jesus this Christmas season? Ignore him? Patronize him? Curse him? Praise him? Worship him? What will your answer be? The Christmas story is a reminder that Jesus Christ stands at the center of all history and is the centerpiece of all of God's redeeming love for all humanity. Jesus Christ cannot be ignored by thinking, rational, reasonable people. Actually, even irrational people will have to deal with Jesus at some point in their life. So the playing field is level. The rules are fair. We all will have a chance to deal with Jesus one way or another. That's not just a religious viewpoint. It's a fact which is rooted in history. There are four things I hope you will think about this Christmas season. Four things I want to point out in today's podcast. First, as an adult, Jesus Christ asked the Apostle Peter this question. But what about you? Who do you say that I am? Now, did you hear that? It is a question we must all answer. Jesus said, but what about you? Who do you say I am? We can find that question in the Gospels at Matthew 16:15, Mark 8:29, and Luke 9:20. The Gospels are in agreement. Jesus asked the question. The thing for us to realize is that it is not only a question for Peter, it is a question for each one of us. What about you? Who do you say that Jesus is? Is he just a good man? Is he just a good teacher? Is he just a good prophet? He was more than that to the Apostle Peter. And if you investigate the life of Jesus, you too will find that he is more. More than just a good man, good prophet, good teacher. Second, as an adult, Jesus Christ said this, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." You can find this quotation in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Now that is a radical statement. Think about it. Jesus said that no one, absolutely no one, has access to God except through him, except through Jesus Christ himself. That is a very exclusive statement. In fact, it may be offensive to some of you listening today. The statement doesn't seem tolerant of other worldviews. It doesn't seem to permit other ways to have access to God. And that is precisely the point. Jesus doesn't allow other ways to God. He says he is the only way. So the question remains, what will you do with Jesus? Ignore his teaching? Try to tear up the Gospel of John and destroy the historical record of the life of Christ? Perhaps try to reinterpret the plain meaning of the text? What will you do with Jesus when he says such radical things? Okay, I want you to hold those two truths in mind. Now let's return to the Christmas story. Today I want to consider two aspects of the historical account of the birth of Jesus. The first comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 to 20. In Matthew 2, 1 to 20, we find wise men from the east traveling a great distance to find and look upon the prophesied Messiah, Jesus. These magi are from a distant land, and they find Jesus, and the text says they worshiped Jesus. They worshiped him even as a little infant boy. One of the things this passage tells us is that Jesus is for all nations. Did you hear that? Jesus is for all people, from all nations. Jesus was born to Jewish parents in a Jewish nation, but he is Savior, Messiah, not only for the Jewish people, but for all people. God loves all people, and Jesus is for all people, all nationalities, even wise men from the east. So we always want to remember this point. Jesus is not a national Messiah. He is not Savior only for a select ethnic group. He is Savior for all nations. Now, the fourth point of today's podcast and the second aspect of the Christmas story for us to think about today comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. That's Luke 2, 1 to 20. In this section, we find an angel reporting the birth of Jesus to the shepherds, and then a multitude of angels praising God. In Luke 2:14, we find the angels singing this phrase, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he is well pleased." Notice that in this one stanza, the angels pull together twin truths. God must be glorified. Specifically, he must be glorified in Jesus in order for true peace to exist on earth. Jesus comes as the true peacemaker, and the angels sing great glory to God because of it. God has done something utterly unexpected to the angels. God himself has come as Savior of all mankind, and he has come in the baby Jesus. That action blows away the angels, and their response is to sing praises, honor God, worship him, and declare the greatness of the Almighty. They had no idea that this was God's plan. God brings peace to the world in the most glorious of all ways, in a way that only God could accomplish. He miraculously comes in the womb of the Virgin Mary and fulfills prophecy of the long-awaited Messiah. As I say, the angels are blown away. All they can do is sing of the greatness of God. What I want you to see here is that in this one verse, in this one stanza, glory to God and peace to men are held together. As I have studied this verse, together with other portions of Scripture, I am convinced that if we are to have true peace with God and in the world, it will be through Jesus. How do you bring true honor and praise and glory to God? You bring glory, praise, and honor to the Almighty by receiving and worshiping Jesus and by submitting your life to Jesus Christ. The New Testament letter of Romans chapter 5, verse 1 says it this way, "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Peace with God comes through Jesus Christ. Another way of saying it is that Jesus must be first in our life. The way we most glorify God is by receiving Jesus. We honor God, we give God His rightful place, we announce to the world that God is great by prioritizing Jesus in our life, by receiving Him. In this way, we become one in whom God is well pleased. Okay, so let me summarize. The question for all of us this Christmas season is this: what will you do with Jesus? Jesus demands an answer. Shrugging with indifference will not cut it. Why is this so important? It's important because Jesus, as a man, as a respected rabbi, asked the question, "Who do you say I am?" Not only that, the historical record says that Jesus taught that He is the only way to God. The only way to have eternal life is honoring Jesus as Savior, as leader of your life. Jesus wants us to deal with that issue. How will we handle it? Will we put our trust in Him, or will we look in some other direction for our relationship with God? Jesus was miraculously born for all people. Jesus is for all nations. No matter what you've done, no matter who you are, no matter where you live, Jesus is for you. But we all must take the step of commitment, of receiving Him into our life. And finally, if we're to find true peace, peace with God and peace with others, then we must have God in first place in our life. More specifically, we must have Jesus Christ in first place. We must pledge our loyalties to Jesus. We must worship Him. We must live for Him. That brings God great honor. When we sing praises to God with our life, when we live to honor Jesus, giving Him kingship over our life, we give God the greatest of all praise. When I meet with people who are trying to sort through conflict, the first question I always ask has to do with the place of Jesus in their life. So often I find that the leadership of Jesus is not prioritized. Jesus is not ranking in first place in that person's life or in the relationship that boils with conflict. God's design for the universe is that Jesus be prioritized in all avenues of life. Personal life, married life, family life, national life, social life. Often, the reason peace is so elusive is that Jesus is nowhere to be found. Some may say, "Well, in my situation, it is impossible for Jesus to be involved in the situation." No, it's not impossible. It's just that the parties in the conflict are unwilling. When Jesus is at the center, you will be surprised by peaceable solutions. Yes, it may be hard work. It may be hard work to persuade others to give Jesus His rightful place in the relationship. But, my friend, that is the answer for peace. So we live in tumultuous times, a time when conflict seems to rage. Conflict rages on our streets, in our homes, in the centers of political and economic power. Conflict rages in the homeland and worldwide. Why don't we try something radical this year? Let's earnestly seek peace by devoting ourselves to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's devote ourselves to getting to know Him better. Let's start by reading the Gospels. Let's all read the Gospel of Matthew, or the Gospel of Mark, or the Gospel of Luke, or the Gospel of John, or all four of them. Jesus came to be our supreme peacemaker, so that peace would be a reality. So let's let Him do His work. Let's let Him bring peace to our world this Christmas. My friend, these are desperate times. I know you are a person of influence. The world needs you. We need you. The world has had enough of those who trade in conflict, the conflict peddlers. My friend, I ask you to be the peacemaker in your circle of influence. Be the role model, be the example, be the influencer. Let others see the peace of Christ in you. Let others see your devotion to the Lord Jesus. Jesus brings the peace of God. Peace with God brings peace in other avenues of life. So let's get the first part right. Let's glorify God with sincere pursuit of a relationship with Jesus Christ this Christmas season. If we do that, this will truly be an unforgettable Christmas. Thank you for joining us today in the Think Jesus Cafe. This is your host, Mark Day. We invite you to join us in spreading a passion to think like Jesus by inviting your friends to subscribe to the podcast. They can subscribe through iTunes, or they can visit the website at thinkjesuscafe.org. If you are visiting San Francisco, or if you live in the East Bay area, we invite you to join us in worship at Gate Tree Church. Service times and directions can be found online at gatetreechurch.org. Until next time, think Jesus and enjoy life.